Later this year, Asheville City voters will have an opportunity to elect a mayor and fill three regular seats in the City Council. The seats occupied by Mayor Esther Mannheimer and Council Members Gwen Whistler, Gordon Smith, and Cecil Bothwell are all being considered this fall. Today, as part of Asheville FM News Team's coverage of the City Council election, we're speaking with candidate Jeremy Goldstein. Goldstein is a commercial real estate broker and is the current chair of the City Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Goldstein, welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you
it's
coming
nice to be
in.
Here.
So tell me, how long have you lived in Asheville?
I've been in Asheville for 18 years.
Where were you before that?
So my wife and I were living in Alexandria, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C.
Okay. So why did y'all decide on Asheville?
I think we decided probably for some of the reasons why so many people choose to move here. We were fairly newly married, had a couple of dogs. Mm-hmm. She was a lawyer in a big law firm, and I was commercial real estate, a big commercial real estate firm. And we just reached the point where we looked at each other and said, this is not the kind of life that we want to live and raise a family. We had no children and whatnot at the time, but that was on our minds. So
right.
We said, and she grew up here.
Oh, okay.
She, I guess, since 1974 is when the her family moved here when she was three.
Right.
So I did what a lot of people did. I was 26 years old, moved to town without a job.
Uh-huh.
And she said, all right, well, if I don't find a job in 3 months, I'll come down and join you. And so she ended up finding one. But so that's how we ended up here.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So so what made you decide at this point it was time to run for City Council?
It's funny because that's one of the first things that people ask me. You know, I usually get three questions, and that's always the first.
Yeah.
But so why am I running? This community has been very good to us. I feel like it's time to give back.
Right.
And I'm in the place where I can and I have been. I mean, community service and being a part of the community has been important to our family, and we want to model that for our kids. But just finishing up 6 years on the Planning and Zoning Commission mm-hmm. here in September, the last four as chair, and so it's sort of the next step. Why am I running? Because I care about what happens to Asheville and how it evolves, and I also think that my voice would be a useful one on council.
Yeah.
You know, small local business owner, someone that's got a public policy background, that's my degree in college, someone who's used to working with our zoning laws and know it pretty intimately.
Yeah.
I think it's a voice that could be useful and helpful.
So what are the main things about you, your candidacy, that would differentiate you from other candidates that are running?
Well, I mean, so yeah, I am a small business owner, as I mentioned, local. I started when I moved here, I had no job. So I started out of my house,
right.
North Asheville. And then we're now entering our 17th year downtown Asheville. So I've sort of been on the, you know, front line of change in downtown Asheville, with all of the increased tourists, more restaurants, homelessness. My office is across the street from Homeward Bound, and has been. So I'm kind of reminded on a daily basis on how fragile life can be
mm-hmm.
for all of us. Again, having been on planning and zoning, I kind of understand intimately the power that City Council has with its land use regulations and policies to, you know, either encourage growth in certain areas or discourage it. And so that's pretty important.
Yeah.
Also in my business, so I own a commercial real estate firm. And most people say, oh, you're a developer. I'm actually not a developer. The three projects that I've called so-called developed or redeveloped are all restoration of historic homes.
Okay.
So that's my personal interest.
Right.
But my clients and I have been working with the development community for almost 25 years. I'm 23 years into it. So understanding the private process and how difficult and how long it is, as well as on the public side on how to manage that growth, I think is an important perspective to have. I'm also, I'm not really a political animal per se. That's not my interest. My interest is in the service aspect mm-hmm. of it. And I'm an independent. I'm a fairly moderate person in the sense that I don't think that compromise is a bad thing. And I'm sort of hardwired that way. I'm the youngest of three brothers, so I came into this world with, you know, two older brothers, 4 and 7 years older than me. And in order to survive in our family, I had to learn to negotiate and to compromise quite early. Uh-huh. But also, that's my business life. And so when I look at the current politics of destruction and extremes, it doesn't speak to me at all.
Right.
I'm more along the lines of, hey, there's, you know, none of us has the patent on the pathway to truth. You know, there's obviously more than one way to get from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm interested in other people's perspectives. I feel like it broadens my own. We're each only involved in our own little circles of life.
Right.
And it's one thing I've learned on planning and zoning and have come to greatly appreciate is getting different people that come in from completely different life experiences changes the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
And makes you realize there's other things to consider and there's other ways to solve problems.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, the one that maybe immediately occurs to me, per
right.
se.
So you've been in Nashville for a little while and you've seen some changes, as you mentioned. What, over the next 5 years, what changes do you hope to see in Asheville?
Wow. Quite a lot, I think. So the thing about Asheville and the thing that I sort of share with almost everyone I meet is, and when we met, I asked you the same question, are you from here?
Right.
No. How long have you been here? A year. Most people are here from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And most people choose, like, you know, we did intentionally to be here for why? A, for the quality of life,
mm-hmm.
and to be around, surrounded by natural beauty. I mean, that seems to be a singular connection for all of us. We all come from different places and such not, but that's a common thread. So I'd like to maintain that mm-hmm. quality of life, but I also am very well aware that we're not going to stop people from continuing to come. They have a right to, and other people just like us are going to make the same choices. So what do we do with that growth? How do we direct that growth? And how do we maintain the quality of life for those of us who are here? How do we maintain the affordability for those of us who
right.
are here? You know, when I moved here at 26, I think the average income was like average household income was like $22,000. And we had our first kid and daycare was like $700 a month. And we were like, whoa, how do we do this? I mean, this doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And now I know that those costs have gone up and the housing costs have gone up for a lot of reasons. But so where I see Asheville going, I'd like to use the tools that we have to encourage the growth where we need it, which I believe would be more density downtown,
mm-hmm.
Increase our tax base so we can improve our services and our infrastructure and, you know, these new tax bills that have come out, people are, you know, obviously and rightfully concerned
right.
because we don't want to be able to afford to stay here, but we have to pay for things. So how do we do that? And one way is to encourage a lot more housing in our downtown. I'm originally from the Northeast, and when I look at a healthy city, plus from my background, there's not enough people living downtown.
Hmm.
I mean, we have a huge amount of capacity for more people, all different types of housing, too, not just affordable housing, but market rate housing, and not just apartments, but different types of housing would be great. It's also a way to increase our tax base with doing, as little damage as possible.
Right.
So
right.
in terms of we don't want to encourage sprawl and traffic and so on. So.
Yeah. Is that the primary issue you're planning on highlighting in your campaign, or are there other issues that you're going to sort of push forward as you go through this process?
Balanced growth.
Mm-hmm.
I think we want to use the tools that we have to encourage growth where we want it and the type of growth. Economic vitality. Tourism is very important to a lot of businesses in town, but
yeah.
it's not the only thing that's important. Again, from a local perspective, we need to encourage more jobs, better paying jobs. And there's ways to do it and there's ways not to do that. And I have my own ideas about that, but I'm sure others have others. But so economic vitality is very important. And then community engagement. Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to get more people involved. The last election, last municipal election, in the general election, over 54,000 people out of the 66,000 registered voters at the time stayed home.
Wow.
And to me, I mean, I vote.
Right.
But so I didn't stay home. But if that few of the people, we need to get more people engaged and involved.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the job of council is to really represent everyone. And to say, well, the people have spoken at the last election, that's great. 10-12% of the people, whatever that percentage is, spoke. But the responsibility of council is really to look after everyone, the needs of the largest group of people.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of where I'm coming at it from.
Great. How can people find out more about what's going on with your candidacy?
Well, I mean, I have a website.
What's the website?
Goldstein2017.com.
Okay.
Facebook page, Goldstein for Council. I'm not on social media daily pontificating. I have four children. I have a full-time job. My wife has a full-time job, so we work a lot. And also, I appreciate better the human interaction.
Right.
So I'm going to try to get out there as much as I can to as many communities as I can and make myself available. I have email and phone and, you know.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for coming by today. I appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure.